So the learning today should be Shmaya, and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Zion. It should be a schus for a fuhr shlema. Chaim doy ben Minarachu, Chanaleh b'shein derachu, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael, those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue in the Beis HaLevi on Anova. We are up to Perek Daled, where he talks about additional severity. He talks in addition the severity of having gaiva. So he quoting here from the Gemara, Reb Chama Bar Chanina Amar, Reb
I'm not
Chana
yet
Bar
sure I think
Chanina
I'm ready.
says,
Yeah, thanks.
Ilu Baal
Oops,
Arayos
I'm not
Kula.
sure.
It's like he can't, he it's like not only last parak we said that someone who's a Baal Gaiva, it's like he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Now we're saying that someone who's a Baal Gaiva, it's like he is having forbidden relations. Ksiv, because it says regarding a Baal Gaiva, Tayavis Hashem Kol Gvaliv. Hasman, it says over there, as Kol HaToyeva Yitzhakel Asu Anshei Ha'aretz, that all the abominations of the land were done by the people in Eretz Canaan. So, and there it's talking about the Arayos, it's talking about forbidden types of relationships. So previously, Rabbi Yochanan explained that the word Toyeva refers to, as I said, refers to worshipping idols. Rav Chama Bar Chanina now explains that it refers to this type of Yisurei Bia. Tiferes Tzion explains, although Rabbi Yochanan's comparison of having gaiva to idolatry is severe, but Reb Chama Bar Chanina is making it additionally so. Now, you would think that, I get it that there are three cardinal sins, and maybe they're, you have to give your life for all of them, but it was my mistake, Shia, ignore what I did. He's saying here that in some way, Yisurei Bia is more severe than Avodah Zarah. Now, in what way? So he explains that when a person worships Avodah Zarah, usually there's an intellectual issue that underlies it. A person has a misunderstanding, or he has questions. He has questions on God, he has questions on the world, and that leads him off the derech. But that's not usually what happens with Yisurei Bia, with Arayos. Because when it comes to Arayos, that's usually because a person has a fire, a person has a desire, a passion. He's drawn after something. And even if you try to use a argument, but seichel gets thrown out the window. Look at how many people throw away their lives because of affairs and relationships, because they don't use seichel. So he's saying that in a sense, Arayos is worse. Erva is worse than Avodah Zarah because you can't even reason with the person because a lot of times they're pushing their intellect to the side. So how are we comparing Gaiva to Arayos? So Reb David Goldberg in his Avodas David explains that Gaiva also causes a person to run after his desires. Why? Because when a person has Gaiva, a person feels that he's entitled to anything, whatever he wants. And whenever you're lacking something, so you're constantly running after your desires, whatever you crave, you try to get it. So practically nothing's going to stand in your way. Very similar to Erva. When a person has a fire of a desire in him, a lot of times he'll run after it and try to get it, even if there are obstacles. Continuing, so Reb Chama Bar Chanina compares it to the toyevas that were done in Canaan. Ula Amar, Ula says, I have a different pasuk. That compares it kilu bana bama. It's like a person built a bama. When a person has gaiva, it's like he built a bama. Shenemar, chidlu lachem min ha'adam, asher neshama be'apay. Separate yourselves from a person that his neshama is in his nostrils, meaning it's a reference to someone who has gaiva. Ki vameh nechshav hu. What is he deemed worthy? Now they're changing the word bameh to bama. So it's as if it's saying, ki bama nechshav hu, he's considered like a bama. All right, Hishra, pasuk avon gaiva, lavoy dezar, v'kaifa be'ikra, magala arayos kulam. It's, so we see from the various Maamarei Chazal that gaiva is both compared to avodah zarah, like being kaifa be'ikra, as well as doing gilui arayos. What sort of bama are we talking about here? So there's a few different pshatim in the Rishayim. Rashi understands that it means that someone who is arrogant, it's like he built a bama to avodah zarah. Very similar to what we said earlier. It's like you're worshiping idols. The Rambam says, no, it means that Hashem considers it like he built himself a bama, like a regular bama. And the Gemara, in the Gemara, the Rosh and the Ran say that it's talking about a private bama built at a time when it was usher to build Bamais outside the Beis Hamikdash. And how do we understand this? So the Maharal explains that what's the comparison here? Okay, a person has gaiva, we understand it's bad, but you're comparing it to a bama. What's the relationship? So the Maharal in his Chiddushei Agadas explains that when a person has gaiva, he feels he's superior to others. He doesn't want to associate. You become very snobby. And that's the same thing when a person brings a bama. A person doesn't want to go and associate with other people in the Beis Hamikdash. He wants to serve God in his backyard. So he disassociates from other people. He's better than other people. He doesn't want to mingle with the masses. And so that's the similar midah. The Ben Yayad explains it a little differently. He explains it very beautifully. He says that even a Talmid Chacham has to be worried about becoming a Baal Gaiva, because a Talmid Chacham, even though he has a lot of accomplishments in Torah, but he has to realize that the gifts and the abilities that he is utilizing were given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he shouldn't feel proud of his accomplishments. And he says, even if he's trying to glorify Torah, but it's a bad midah. It's the same thing with a bama. What's a bama? A person is serving Hashem in his backyard. The Torah says, no, you want to bring a carbon, you got to take it up to the Beis HaMikdash. So you're deciding to serve Hashem in the way that you want, your own way. You're forging your own path, an inappropriate path. It's the same thing with gaiva. You're taking a improper path to serving Hashem. You're saying, I'm going to use gaiva and I'm going to learn Torah. You're mingling the two when it's not an appropriate idea. And finally, Beis HaLevi quotes the Gemara. It teaches that someone who is arrogant is like someone who committed avodah zarah. So there's a famous pasuk in Parshas Yisro, pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to have steps on the mizbeach. We all know the mizbeach was a ramp, and that's because the pasuk says loisalev emalois al mizbechi, that you shouldn't make steps on my mizbeach. Achaloisigol, because when the kohen is stepping, he's going to have to lift up his leg and there'll be erva revealed. So literally it means not to have steps, but to make a ramp. But the Kli Yakar in Oilei Sefrayim explains that loisalev emailois that the mailois is actually talking about gaiva. That here there's a remez in the Torah itself to gaiva. Loisalev emailois don't have gaiva, or else you will be compared to someone was Megala Ervas. We see a remez even min haTorah from the Chamisha Chumshei Torah to the idea that a Gaiva is like someone who is over the Avera of Znos.